Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been called worse. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milanzo, and you. Final 60 here on a Thursday morning. I almost said afternoon, but it's not afternoon. It's Thursday morning. Bright and clear, 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's afternoon somewhere. And since we're online, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world or other places, maybe it's afternoon where they're listening right now.
I know for a fact that we do have someone who streams the show, not every day, but with some regularity, from Berlin. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon there. So thanks for joining us this Monday afternoon. Guy in Berlin who listens to the show and emails about once every 2 months. It's great to have you.
I would say something in German, but I don't know.
Spricken Sie Deutsch.
Borscht. I don't know.
Bratwurst. And that's it. That's all I got.
Kielbasa.
Kielbasa's a good one.
Love the kielbasa.
Schnitzel. I love a schnitzel.
I don't believe I've had schnitzel.
Oh, I love a schnitzel. Schnitzel is just a pork chop.
Do you call it a schnitzel or do you just call it schnitzel?
No, it's just schnitzel.
Okay, because you said a. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I would like schnitzel. Well, I think you would say like, I would like a schnitzel, but the food is good. Like you would say, I would like a steak. But if it's on the plate, you go, that's steak.
Okay.
Right?
So schnitzel is actually can be served in like a one serving.
Yeah.
So you can call it a
schnitzel is a piece of meat.
Okay. All right.
Schnitzel's a piece of meat. I think that's it. I think my German pretty much starts and ends with beer and flattened pork chop meats. And that's it. That's it. But Bavaria. I know my favorite donut's a Bavarian cream donut. For what it's worth,
they are good.
I love a Bavarian cream.
Oktoberfest. That's not really a German.
It is.
Word,
that is what they call it in Germany. It is Oktoberfest.
Do they call it that in Germany?
Yes, they do.
If you say
they
so.
Do. It is very high on the world travel bucket list for Rob Brown is to make it to a German Oktoberfest.
Do you want to play? Do you want to watch an NFL game in Germany though?
If I could, if they ever did an NFL game, I'll tell you this right now. If they ever did an NFL game in Germany in October during Oktoberfest, that's what we're doing for vacation this year, hon. Nope, we're not sorry. We're not doing the Malfi Coast in Italy. All right. We're not going skipping around in fields in Ireland. We're going to get hammered on German beer and watch NFL football and sing John Denver with 80,000 foreign fans. I can't wait. 100%. The clips of the Germans singing Almost Heaven West Virginia at every NFL game, it's the best part of that game. That game could be the greatest NFL game ever played, but when they turn the camera on 77,000 strong in Bayern Munich Stadium, singing John Denver in English. Oh, dude, it's just, it's goosebumps every time. Hey, here's a sentence that if you would have told me preseason I was going to say this week, I would have said that you are a liar. I'm kind of excited about this Philly Giants game tonight. Like, that's not a thing that I thought that I would say preseason. Why would I say that? Now, I did say that the Giants, to me, may have entered the year, along with their New York counterparts, the New York Football Jets, Jets, as the biggest question mark. I'm interested. I could see it going well. I could also see it being an abject failure in the National Football League.
Scataboo on a national stage? Why would you not want to watch that?
I want to watch Scataboo all the time. There was a very funny clip from the Saints game last week, and the Saints beat the Giants last weekend, and there was a clip where Cam Scataboo picked up Curtis Granderson, our defensive end, who is a dude, like a big dude. Hit him in the chest with a face mask, lifted him up, pancaked him like 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Scataboo got up and lost his gosh darn mind. Well, like two players later, Scataboo was the lead blocker in a hole, and DeMario Davis hit him so hard that he rocked Cam Scataboo, and he's like, this is big boy football, little boy. Like, got up in his grill. After the game, DeMario went looking for Cam Scataboo, and he's like, dude, you're good. Respect. You're a baller. I love this kid. I want to give you a quote that Cam Scataboo said earlier this week. He was asked, finally, by a reporter, Cam, with the way that you play football, and I'm adding this part, very recklessly, are you worried, are you afraid of CTE? And Cam Scataboo gave the most meathead, I'm all in, put this guy on TV every day answer, Lonzo. He said, and I quote, CTE should be afraid of me. That's the most football dude answer of all time. Hey, buddy, you know the serious mental condition that is impacting NFL players who are wildly physical in the way they play football, the way you are? Are you worried about that? No. Brain disease, fear me. I love this caveman of a psychopath.
Prove you already have something by saying something like that.
Seriously.
Probably. I mean, you know.
I freaking love this dude, man. And I am going to enjoy every football game Cam Scataboo plays, because the way he plays football at the size he plays it at, he's not Mike Allstott, people. We got him for maybe two seasons.
I believe we talked about this before, but I want to say it again. He is that guy. Everybody has that buddy who does the stupid things. Hey, watch this. Hold my beer. All that kind of stuff, and never seems to get hurt. That's that might be Scataboo.
It is. That being said, those dudes are always the most fun to hang out with. Say what you want. They're my favorite bros. My favorite bros are the psychopaths, the lunatics, the insane people with no filter.
Also the ones that get you in a fight for no reason, but you know.
I mean, I love them. All right, I'm excited about this game, and let me tell you why. Aside from the fact that I will watch any game Cam Scataboo is playing in. I'm excited about this game because of what we talked about in the last segment, and that is Philadelphia. Because today, the theme of the show is learning lessons. Learning lessons, taking the lessons that you learn, and perhaps taking the lessons that other people learn and applying them in a way to your life that can help you be successful. That's important. You need to figure out how to learn lessons from life without anybody explicitly saying, hey, here is the lesson that I hope you learned. You need to be able to analyze situations in your life, recognize, learn the lesson, and then apply them so that the bad things that taught you the lesson don't happen again. But I think equally important is the ability to look at other people and learn the lessons that they learned for the bad reasons that they learned them, and then say, oh, that's a good lesson. I should try to avoid that so that I don't have to learn that lesson again, because they just learned that lesson for me. I am really intrigued by the Eagles tonight, because the Saints showed you last week that if you want to beat the New York Football Giants, the way that you beat the New York Football Giants is to be boring. It just is to be boring. That's how you beat this team. You beat this team by running the ball more than you throw it, or at least have a 50-50 split. You be boring. We're not looking for the home run ball. We're not looking for electricity. Just be boring. That's it. That's how you beat this team. On the flip side, the Eagles lost the game last week against Denver, as we mentioned, because the best running team in the National Football League decided last week to throw the ball 32 times and run it 11. That's the definition of being unbalanced. That's the definition of not dancing with the gal who brought you. And that's what happens when you don't dance with the gal that brought you. This week, apparently, as we told you in the last segment, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley. And you will notice that if, and that's the list that was reported, it was just those guys and Nick Sirianni. If that is the list, you will notice there's no offensive linemen in that group. There's no tight ends in that group. It's just one running back, the quarterback, two wide receivers, and a head coach. Do you think that they went into that meeting? Because if A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were willing to complain and moan in public about the offense when they were an undefeated 4-0 and the shortest odds in the NFC to win the NFC Championship, which they're not anymore, Detroit is now. If they were happy to complain publicly when the team was 4-0, do you think when they lost that those complaints hold the same weight? I would think not.
This is marriage counseling. That's what it looks like.
It feels like it is. And so the question mark now becomes, what did Nick Sirianni say in that meeting? Because I'll tell you what I would have said in that meeting. I would have sat down and I would have put Jalen Hurts on my left and Saquon Barkley on my right and the two wide receivers on the other end of a very long table. And I would have said, hey guys, Jalen, Saquon, did you guys have more fun this past weekend or the four previous weekends when we won every game? I'll even ask you, Devontae, AJ, did you guys have more fun when you were catching the ball 8 times for 41 yards and we lost, or when you were catching the ball 2 times for 15, 20 yards and we won? Because I got to tell you, as the head coach and the guy who is ultimately going to be judged by no number other than wins and losses, that's it. There is one metric that NFL coaches are gauged by, one and one alone, and it is wins and losses. I am judged by that, meaning my job performance was impacted negatively, even if you think you had more fun catching more passes but losing the game. That's bad for me. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back and we're going to do what won us a Super Bowl last year. And I am very sorry. And I will tell Jalen, I hope you're listening to this part of our made up and completely role play meeting that a dumb radio host in South Carolina is having right now. Jalen, if we are going to throw the ball, yes, try to find AJ. Try to find Devontae. AJ, with the understanding that you're going to be double teamed, what with the you being AJ Brown part of this. But try to find him. But here's the thing. At the absolute best, we're going 50-50 run pass. I would prefer we go like 75-25 run pass, to be honest with you. We have got to go back, and especially this week, against an NFC East opponent. So a loss here effectively counts as two games. Against an NFC South opponent who just lost to the Saints and three other teams. And all of those teams have proven that if you want to beat this team, you do it by being boring, by running the ball. Well, we have Saquon Barkley. We have Jalen Hurts. We have Will Shipley as a scat back. So we are going to run the ball 30-plus times against the Giants this Thursday night. AJ, if that is not okay for you, just let me know. I'll put you down on the healthy scratch list and you can sit out and your agent can start working the phones to find you somewhere to go, because the trade deadline is coming up and I'm relatively confident we would fetch a healthy price for you. Devontae, do you think that there is another offense in the league that would take your scrawny ass and make you the number two wide receiver consistently? Probably not. But if you would be unhappy with 3 or 4 targets, 15, 20, 25 yards, maybe you get a breakaway, who knows. But if you're unhappy with that while we are winning a football game, then let me know. I will make you a healthy scratch and you can tell your agents to start looking around and finding you a new place to go. And when the trade deadline rolls around, we will be more than happy to send you to whoever is going to give us the biggest price, because we control your contracts. We signed both of you very recently. How do you want to handle this? Do you want to be on a team that is a Super Bowl favorite out of the NFC? Do you want to be on the team that went 4-0 through the first 4 weeks and did so by leaning on the bread and butter of Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts in the run game? Or do you want to be on a team where you're going to catch 8 balls, 10 balls, you're going to have 40 to 80 yards, you'll have a touchdown every now and then, but you're losing to the Denver Broncos. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Nick Sirianni, of whom this is my natural speaking voice and inflection at all times, Nick Sirianni, the head coach of this football team, it doesn't matter if I had more fun one way or the other. I am telling you right now that my job is only impacted by wins and losses. And considering we are the reigning defending, I am likely on a shorter leash than teams that are bad and trying to get better. So, playing offense the way that y'all wanted us to play offense last week, that cost us the game. That's why we lost. We lost that game because we threw the ball 32 times and we ran it 11 with Saquon Barkley. So do you know what we're doing Thursday night when we take on the New York Football Giants? Saquon Barkley is going to run the football 25 times. Jalen Hurts is going to run it 5 to 7. Will Shipley is going to run it 3 to 6. We are going to run the ball 40 times in this game. We are going to grind this thing out because Drew Brees on CBS television called us 2 weeks ago a boring offense. Do you know what else he had to say about our offense? It was undefeated. And I don't know about you, but as a head coach whose job is impacted by wins and losses, I prefer to have no losses. So we're going to try to do that again. And more importantly, as we are only 5 games deep in the season, and there are a multitude of teams around the NFC that are 4-1, 3-2, within striking distance, one bad weekend for us, one good weekend for them, and all of a sudden we're not a clear-cut number one seed anymore, I would like for that to be a thing. I would like to do that again. So, in order to do that again, we're going to do the thing that worked. AJ, Devontae, if that's not good enough for you, that's fine. Let me know. Healthy scratch. Sit out. Your agents can work the phones. But if you are happy being on an undefeated football team, if you are happy on your way to another Super Bowl ring, good chance. You're gonna do what we're going to do. If the Eagles come out and they throw the ball 50-11 times tonight, right? If they're slinging that thing around the field like they're the 1998 St. Louis Rams, I'm going to go ahead and say, I kind of hope they lose, to be honest with you. I kind of hope they lose because it's a life lesson. It is a lesson to everybody. Youngsters out there, listen to Uncle Rob. If you're really good at doing a thing, if you are the best in your class or at your job or whatever at doing the thing, do the thing. Do the thing. Do that thing. And make sure that in whichever capacity you're doing that thing, you're getting compensated for doing that thing at the level of compensation you deserve for being the best at doing that thing. That's how you succeed, man. You find what you're good at. You find what you're better at than everybody else around you, and you do that. Philly stopped doing that. They lost the game to Denver. They had a pillow for the number one seed. Now they don't. I am interested to see what this team does tonight. If they come out this evening and they are trying to throw around like they are the greatest show on turf, then I cannot wait to watch them take a divisional L to the G-men. Go get him, Cam Scadaboo, you absolute menace to society and also your own health and well-being. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. You know what that means, a segment I have literally never once in my lifetime forgotten. It is time for Fight Club. That's up next.
You guys got to quit reminding them. That's the only way.
It's written down.
Okay.
It's written down. I write it down there.
Well, I didn't get a tease.
Topics on tap.
Didn't get a tease the entire show till now.
Philadelphia Eagles Fight Club.
All right. You guys knew it was coming anyway. So
that's next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome into the Fight Club, where we're going to take you to the Wayback Machine. The Wayback Machine, where you get in the Wayback Machine and you go way back. So we're going way back to, at least for me, it's a lot further back than it is for Robin. I don't know if he had this experience. There was something about Saturday mornings. You would get up, you get your bowl of cereal, you get in front of the TV, and you watch your cartoons, your favorite cartoons. Super Friends came on at 7:30. I'm getting up at 7:30 to watch the Super Friends. I know what came on after, all that kind of stuff. Well, this Saturday, you can do the same thing, except with wrestling. This Saturday, WWE Crown Jewel from Australia starts at 8 a.m. on the East Coast. That's right. So you get up, 8 a.m., get your bowl of cereal, sit down in front of the TV, and watch some wrestling. And then it's perfect because it will end somewhere where you can watch the end of game day if you want, and then go right into college football. It's perfect. I love this. This is, you know, and I get up every Saturday morning to do show prep for the best nerd show of all time, the Upstate Pulse on Saturday nights. So I'm already up. So I can just throw that up on the TV while I'm doing my show prep and watch some wrestling. So I'm sure Rob will be up bright and early watching some Crown Jewel, especially since it doesn't emanate from a place that he hates. It's from Australia. And how could you hate the former penal colony?
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Australia. I mean, so there's that. All right. Crown Jewel coming up. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, so far 5 matches. Who knows if more will be added before the by tomorrow. Doubt it, but you never know. All right, the first match coming up is Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed. Last time they fought each other in the ring, Roman Reigns was taken out on a stretcher and wasn't seen for however long it took him to film that movie.
So I'll start with, yes, I do agree. And I will also say that, because of the time, this is the first wrestling show, any type, that I have watched or that I will have watched live in months. Now, the overwhelming majority of that is because of the fact that football, baseball, basketball, they're all on now. And as much as I am a wrestling fan, have been, will stay, At the same time, I do. It is my job, and I do like football a lot. So I've been kind of checked out. I've just kind of been following on the fringe what's been coming across social media, whatever. And the fact that Crown Jewel is in Perth and not in Saudi Arabia makes me not feel like a terrible person for watching it, even if it is still a company that takes Saudi Arabian blood money. That's a different story for a different show. Well, different segment on this show. How about that? That being said, I think this is a massive event for WWE, who announced yesterday they are about to have a shakeup in their creative team. Oh, you can. Well, okay, we got to get to that anyway. It's Fight Club.
No, I had to add on what the X.
Okay, so this is, anyway. Well, it's perfect for this. Having a shakeup in creative, and I will tell you, the other reason this will be the first show that I've watched live in a long time is because it's felt kind of stale for me. It just has. You don't have to feel that way. We probably don't all feel the same way. But for me, it has felt kind of stale. It has felt kind of forced.
There are bits and pieces that are, but there are still gems hidden in there.
Sure.
So.
But I'm not. I can't sit around on Monday and watch 4 hours for a 15-minute gem somewhere in it. I'll just catch up on social.
All right. Well, they're that only being fixing said, I'm SmackDown. About, they're not fixing Raw. So
We'll see. Yeah. If SmackDown takes off, as I hope that it does, then hopefully it'll catch on. Because I think they kind of got comfortable. They did the shakeup with Hunter, and I think they got comfortable. Oh, everybody's watching us now. And then I think the numbers have started to – the numbers just have dwindled. That's not a debate. That's a fact. You can chalk it up to football, whatever, but they have. So, blah, blah, blah. I think they've got an opportunity with this to recapture guys like me. Casuals – well, not casual, but you get it. Like guys who aren't watching Raw live or catching up, whatever. And I think this match needs
because,
to slap.
Because football season is off season for wrestling.
100%.
Yeah.
But again, even if it wasn't, the product feels stale to me right now. I'm not saying it can't be fixed, and this might fix it. But, that being said,
we were in the Wayback Machine where all those concerns are you're just a little kid, you're getting up and you're watching the thing.
Oh, no, I am doing that. I will be.
Be the little kid again. It's okay, Rob. Put all that stuff aside and just have a good time.
Again, like being the little kid is great when you don't have actual responsibilities, right? Like in actual emotions about the world.
What's your actual responsibility at 8 a.m.?
Well, I mean, if I'm like, honey.
Other than maybe you got to take the dogs out. She ain't going to be up. You good?
No, she's like a 7 a.m. or even on the weekends. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. Give me a Roman Reigns in this one.
Yeah, me too. Gets his revenge. And good on Bronson Reed. Being able, because he didn't have a match, now he's going to have a match in the proximity of the country that he's from.
I did not confirm. He was a Kiwi, right? Isn't he from New Zealand?
You told me he's from New Zealand.
No, I asked.
This was off the air, and we had a discussion about how that's still pretty close.
No,
to,
let's see. He's South Australian. He's from
there
Adelaide.
There we go. Finally,
good for him.
He's also a Samoan. Is at least he said. So,
I don't.
I mean,
but
you know.
Hey, man, it's wrestling. You can be whatever you want to be if you're entertaining enough. Here's the question, though: is he in a spot?
Hey, look,
is he in
Josh
a Rhea
Paint's
Ripley spot?
Up. Good for him.
Is he in a Rhea Ripley spot where you go? You got to give the Aussies an Aussie guy winning, or is he? Has he performed to such a heel level that even the Aussies are going to be against him in favor of the OTC?
Oh, no, they're going to cheer for Roman Reigns.
See, I don't know, because I will tell you that.
I hope they do. I hope they give him some love because he's in his country.
When AEW comes through, when WWE comes through, I am the dude that when WWE was coming through and Roman was in the Tribal Chief, the Bloodline era, I was very much always wearing, he's from Pensacola. I always wore my Pensacola jersey and I put the ones up. Even if I was in front of a bunch of little kids, I'd tell them little kids, your guy sucks. Roman Reigns is my tribal chief.
I've witnessed that.
It's my favorite thing. So with that being said, I still think I've got to put the bet on Roman Reigns here.
All right. The next match, Asuka and Kairi Sane, Kabuki Warriors versus Io Sky and Rhea Ripley. Speaking of writing that I think has been very good, I think the whole thing with Asuka and Kairi Sane and Io Sky has been really good. And it's setting up Kairi Sane to make her a bigger star. And I think once that turn happens, I hope they let her take off because she's been really good.
I agree with every aspect of that. Rhea Ripley's not losing this match in Australia. She's not going to do it. That being said,
when the turn happens?
I think I do. And even though she's already kind of been this, I think you get brutal heel Asuka out of this. I think brutal heel Asuka.
By the way, the snake on the face thing, that is wicked.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it is. It's like going into you should check it out.
I think you're going to get her just absolutely devastating Kairi Sane. Kairi goes away for you know, rehab, whatever. And when she comes back, she is going to be a pop face.
All right, AJ Styles versus John Cena. You don't need a story for the last four or five things that John Cena is going to do because it's it. And AJ and John Cena, I'm looking forward to it because you're not going to see it again, and you're not going to see these guys in wrestling beyond next year unless they're doing appearances.
Both these guys are they're not going to be the guys that retire, but then they come back for 77 different farewell matches. That being said, like, I don't know if the goal is to put the strap on Cena one more time before he calls it or not. I love AJ Styles. This match is 1,000% a tip of the cap to just wrestling fans. Just fans of wrestling. Just people who have watched these guys forever as fans. That being said, even with that being the case, there's not a world that John Cena is walking away with an L here.
All right. And I don't know where these next two matches really fall storyline-wise, but I think they're fun. It's always fun when it's champion versus champion. Stephanie Vaquer versus Tiffany Stratton. We just saw Tiffany Stratton on Get Up just like an hour ago. I don't know if that was it probably would be live. I'm going to go Stephanie wins. Because I think she needs a little more of a push than Tiffany does.
Because
she's a new champion. She's only had the belt for like a week and a half or something like that.
I think of the ones that I'm making a pick on, this is probably the one I'm least confident in. Stephanie Vaquer has obviously taken the wrestling world by storm, but she has done just the hot Latina version of what Tiffy Time did when she took the wrestling world by storm. You have the last two women who have organically created the fan movement behind them at it. I think this is going to be spectacular, but the reality here is Stephanie Vaquer has taken the world over by storm. She is their social media darling. She is their media darling. She is absolutely the hottest thing on the planet right now in wrestling. Stephanie Vaquer wins this.
Then maybe, period. Who knows? Depends on
maybe
your perspective.
So. You know what I want, though? I want a heel turn from Tiffy, but she doesn't change character at all. She's the exact same character. She just hates the person that you hate now. That's what I want.
I wouldn't be that much of a stretch. All right, one more match, and I want to get to a couple more things if I can real quick. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. They wrestle well together. All their matches are excellent, including the one when Cody tore his pec and he just dug that. Oh, it's just... Just thinking about that.
That reveal of that shoulder is one of the greatest moments in recent memory.
It was.
Seth
Rollins finally gets a victory.
I agree. I think you have to. I think if you don't have Seth Rollins win this, like, what are we doing? What do you do with that? What do you do with that faction? What do you do with Cody at this point? Like, Cody is, I've said this before, I'm sorry if you disagree, Cody Rhodes is only interesting as an underdog. He's not interesting as a champion babyface. He's not interesting as guy that has earned his match. He is only interesting as an underdog who is chasing, and I think he needs to eat a couple of L's to reset that, to just run that. And this is the problem. It's like, we're going to end up running the same Cody Rhodes storyline again. It's just chasing down Seth instead of Roman.
All right. I just want to say NXT is my favorite wrestling show right now.
I concur.
It just is. This is last week with the invasion angle and everything. We've seen it done a ton of times. There were equal winners on both sides. TNA has their big Bound for Glory pay-per-view this weekend, and there are a couple matches that I want to talk about really quick. First of all, for the X Division Championship, Leon Slater versus Javon Evans. This will be one of the best matches you've ever seen, more than likely.
Javon can go.
And so can Leon Slater. They're both kind of the same guys. Do they put another WWE star as a TNA champion, because they're doing it a little too much, I think.
I think you have started to see, especially with, I'm assuming the other match we're going to talk about, with some champs from TNA that own WWE championship gold.
Yes.
I think you're going to see it happen a lot, but I also think you're going to start seeing TNA get some love back from NXT. I mean, TNA is now NXT's NXT.
Well, the women just won that battle there. Three more matches really quick. Knockouts Championship, Kalani Jordan, NXT star, who's the current champion, versus Indy Hartwell, who used to be a WWE star. I think Indy gets it. You cannot keep these. In order to keep both audiences interested, which does make me watch some TNA, I've never thought Kalani Jordan has that much of a personality. I do think Indy does. I think Indy wins. because of some interference from somewhere.
Probably. I'm also going to say that if nothing else, like, you know, the NXT crowd is dramatically more sentimental than the main roster crowd. And Indy Hartwell was in NXT, like a NXT gem for a minute there. I think you tip the cap to, you let TNA have a strap, but also you tip the cap to the NXT fans because, you know, even though it's a TNA girl, they're going to pop for Indy Hartwell.
All right. The Hardys won the titles. So they got the NXT titles. So now they've won all the titles, which was pretty cool. I mean, pretty much knew it was going to happen. I thought the rest of Matt Hardy looks good. He is slimmed down. He looks good. I know you can make the face all you want. I think he looks good. But the Hardys versus Bubba Ray and D-Von, and all the belts are on it. Bubba Ray and D-Von are going to win the belts from the Hardys. Do you think so or you don't think so?
No, I do think so, though I don't know for sure. This one's 50-50, but I would say yes, and I would say that even though it's not titled, and I don't know if this is just wishful thinking with all due respect. Like,
it's a tables
you
match.
Know
How
that,
are they going to lose a tables
right,
match?
You know that if you are around my age, the Hardy Boys, Team Extreme, were a staple. Like, they were the great. Jeff Hardy was probably the greatest unifying force in wrestling for a while before he had all the issues. That being said, even though they're not calling it this, I have to assume this is a send-off match of sorts for the Hardys because they can't do it anymore.
Well, it's definitely a send-off match for D-Von.
Yeah.
Because he's had to do everything he could to get ready for this match, and I'm guessing they protect him as much as they possibly can because of all his injuries and stuff throughout the years. All right, and finally, Trick Williams, who is the current TNA champion, versus Mike Santana. Mike Santana gets the belt. Because Trick is going to go after the NXT belt again.
I agree. Also, maybe it's just me. I think Trick's ready to move up, man. I really do. And I think the main roster could use an influx of talent again. Granted, they may just very well waste it as they've done the last couple of influxes in talent. But I think Trick's the guy that could go up and be a main roster star, to be honest with you. I think he could be a main roster star.
He needs to leave our guy alone, though. Ricky Saints.
Oh, man. Carolina's Finest versus Buddy of the Show.
One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done.
He was great. He was great. All right, that's it for us. We got to take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll set you up for all of these sporting events coming up this evening. Some final thoughts, and we wrap it up. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wrapping it up, the Thursday edition of the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. And I got to tell you, yesterday was incredible for a few reasons. It was incredible because yesterday was, as we mentioned yesterday, the first day of 49 consecutive days where there is at least one college or professional football game on every single night. We have 7 consecutive weeks of football every night. That's awesome. That's exciting. That's fun. Then I have to say that while some of the games maybe weren't quite as competitive as I had hoped that they would be, these MLB playoffs are fun. I think last year's were more entertaining so far, but this year's have been fun. And it's been fun more about the, I think more about the rivalries. I think more about the drama than it has been the baseball. I think last year's postseason was probably the best baseball we've ever gotten. I think this year is about as drama filled as we've gotten in a very long time. We've already had one team eliminated. Yankees lose to the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday 5-2. They are done. They are on their way to Cancun. The Blue Jays moving on to the ALCS, where they await the winner of the Mariners and the Tigers of Seattle and Detroit, respectively. That game 5, an elimination game. Winner moves on. Loser joins the Yankees in Cancun. That elimination game is on Friday. But we have 2 games taking place today, both in the National League. At 6:08 p.m., the Phillies and the Dodgers will get after it. The L.A. Dodgers lead that series 2-1. The Phillies got a big win last night to stave off elimination. They must win 2 more in a row. This one is interesting for a few reasons. Number one, the L.A. Dodgers out of the gate in the wild card round and out of the gate in the divisional round looked like they had finally morphed into the team that we expected to win north of 105 games that didn't do that. Then they went back to L.A., and I was thoroughly convinced that they were putting Philly away in 3. It was going to be a straight sweep of the National League Divisional Series. Instead, despite having to go with Aaron Nola, who, again, had a good first half of the year, really rough second half of the year, but then kind of ticked up a little bit down the stretch. Like, they got 2 innings out of him. And when they yanked him, I'm like, oh, Rob Thompson, question mark here. What are we doing? But then he did what I did not necessarily expect, which was go to Ranger Suarez, another bona fide starter for this team. And I get it. You're against it, right? Like, even if you have a lead at that point, all it takes is a couple of bad innings from a middle reliever before you get to Johan or whoever's going to be your closer. All it takes is 1 or 2 bad innings from a couple of middle relievers, and you're eliminated. So you got to dig deep. You got to go find a win. So they go to Suarez. He gives you 5 good innings. Your offense wakes back up. The interesting thing about this series, though, is that in 3 games, the road team has won all 3. Dodgers won the first 2 in Philly. Philly won the first 1 back in L.A. So now the Phillies have to break the streak. The Phillies have to break the streak because if they do not, it's ball game. So I'm very excited about this game tonight. And then at 9:08, another game I'm staying up very late for because I'll have Giants-Eagles on one TV, and then I'll have Brewers-Cubs on the other TV. and I'm quite pumped about this one. The Cubs staved off elimination with a win yesterday at Wrigley. They will try to get win number two at Wrigley today and force this thing to a decisive game five back in Milwaukee. We have the elimination game coming up tomorrow night between the Tigers and the Mariners. We'll break that one down. And then we have the game fives, if necessary, and I hope that they are, both on Saturday for the NL. So big night tonight in Major League Baseball because we could see two teams sent home or two series going back to a game number five. But that is not all that is going on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to hockey season because while we did have some games that kicked off earlier this week, we did have four games on the docket last night. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night where the afterburner kicks on and the throttle gets pushed all the way through the console. We start at 7 o'clock. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games at 7. Then the only game in the 7:30 slot available on ESPN Plus and Hulu, the Jersey Devils on the road right up north of us in Raleigh, North Carolina to take on our Carolina Hurricanes as they get their season started. Carolina minus 165. The over-under in this game set at 5.5. So, we got that going for you. Another trio of games at 8 o'clock, a game at 9, three games at 10 p.m. The NHL is back, baby. It's good night in sports. We got the... Oh, and we, of course, as we mentioned, we have the NFL game, the Philadelphia Eagles, two Philadelphia teams. We got the Philadelphia Eagles, and we've got the New York Giants tonight. Does Philadelphia do what they did last week and try to look like the Kurt Warner-led L.A. Rams from back in the day? Sorry, St. Louis Rams from back in the day. And go greatest show on turf, throwing it 50-11 times? Or does Nick Sirianni tell Devontae and AJ, hey guys, like, you're players, you're not the coach. I'm the coach, we're running the ball because we have a guy by the name of Saquon Barkley. I don't know, we'll find out. That game's intriguing to me. And then in college football, La Tech at Kennesaw State, ECU at Tulane, Jacksonville State at Sam Houston, and Southern Miss at Georgia Southern all going on. Not necessarily a sexy Thursday night slate. Not a bad one either. Ladies and gentlemen, sports season is the best season.
And every day is a day to find out what is Xing. And the first thing is Xing today for the first time ever. 3 days in a row, but got to do it. LeBron James!
I want you to know, I had to assume LeBron was trending, so I didn't bring up that story that you sent me earlier so that it would be available for us here, and I'm glad that it is. According to TMZ, a lawsuit has been filed against LeBron James. A frustrated Lakers fan, according to TMZ, is suing LeBron after being, quote, duped, end quote, by his The Decision 2.0 advertisement for Hennessy. It led him to buy two tickets to the Lakers' final game, per TMZ. He spent, and this is actually shocking that it was this low, I guess, for a couple of tickets to one game. He is seeking $856 in damages. He bought them, guessing, that the decision from LeBron was going to be, this is my last year playing either for the Lakers or playing NBA basketball. Instead, he said, the decision is drink Hennessy. The tickets, as we talked about, the cheapest tickets you could get to the Lakers two nights ago before the decision 2.0, you could get a ticket for $82 to see the Lakers play Lakers play the Jazz in mid-April. Those tickets went to $500+ as soon as LeBron said, stay tuned, the announcement, the decision 2.0 is coming. Within like 30 minutes of the decision being a friggin' ad for Hennessy, those tickets tanked right back down to $82.
You know that's too bad, dude. That's too bad. He never once said it had anything to do with his retirement. It was a gamble. You took a gamble and you lost. Now you're going to spend extra money for lawyers just to lose?
To watch LeBron go play not his last game?
Yeah, the lawsuit.
What if it is though? What if LeBron plays that game? Because I got to tell you, this is going to be awful. I'm looking at the picture that was attached to the Hennessy ad. It is the first time that I'm like, dude, LeBron looks old. Like, he looks old. I have been, the last couple of years, I've been like, yo, look at LeBron. That dude is absolutely yoked for a 40-year-old man plus. That dude is shredded. He looks as good as he could possibly look, as anybody has ever looked at 40. I'm looking at the picture of LeBron, the headshot LeBron of LeBron that Hennessy used for the actual physical picture ad, and I'm looking at LeBron's face, and I'm like, buddy, you look 40 now. Like, I don't know if this just happened during this offseason. I don't know if it happened because of the ad. I don't know if it's just a bad photographer. But this is the first picture that I've looked at and went, you look like me now.
Listen, I think he'll be fine this year, but I also think it's his last year. And I don't think he'll do the retirement year thing. I know everyone thinks, well, he's so arrogant. I just think season's over, he'll say he's done.
I do think he does the retirement thing. I don't think it's because he's arrogant. I think it is because, let's keep it a buck, LeBron James is a marketing guy. He's a PR guy. He's in a my image guy. Always has been. That, like, the only controversies in LeBron's life have come around his image and trying to protect it and promote it and profit off of it. I don't think there's a reason that LeBron James doesn't do a tour of the NBA on a farewell tour, because he knows that's just going to build up the goodwill for them to immediately go, also buy tickets to Space Jam 3.
All right. The next thing that's texting is Bailey Zappi.
Okay. So, I said yesterday, when Lonzo said, does the trade of Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals make Shedeur Sanders QB2? I said, it has to. Like, by default, right? Like, it has to make him number two. And then yesterday, Kevin Stefanski went to the microphone and somebody straight up asked, is Shedeur Sanders now QB2? And Stefanski would not say yes. He said, I'm gonna watch the rest of the practice play out, and then I'll make a decision as we go. And then there was a take very quickly off the cuff where he said, maybe we elevate practice squad quarterback Billy Zappi to quarterback number two.
It's Bailey.
I mean, Bailey Zappi to QB2, and Shedeur stays at number three. I'm stunned. And there is only one thing I am more stunned about by that, which is the Browns release yesterday. You know, every day they release their injury report and their current depth chart. They didn't have a QB1 on it yesterday. Yesterday, QB1 was blank. Dylan Gabriel was QB2. Shedeur was number three. They straight up said, you guys are both behind, not a player. Spectacular. I love the Browns so much. You guys are the best things in football. Change your name. You don't deserve it, you jerks.
Well, they don't. Anyway, all right, let's go with one more, and that would be Mateer.
John Mateer is Xing because he has said that he wants to play against Texas on Saturday. Brent Venables has said, we got to play it out. We'll see.
The charts came out. He's questionable.
He is questionable as of yesterday's injury report. Questionable, saying effectively 50-50 chance that he plays on Saturday. I had to tell you, there's a part of me that wants to just go ahead and lay the bet for Oklahoma right now, because I don't think that they're teasing it if Mateer is not closer to playing than to not playing. And if John Mateer plays, and if it is a duel between John Mateer, who hasn't played football in 4 weeks, and Arch Manning, who just got out-dueled by DJ Lagway, give me John Mateer with the rust on his arm over Arch Manning at this point. Are we at the point where we do have to say Arch Manning's just not that good? Because I think we are. I do. Hey, we'll talk about that tomorrow, because the Red River Shootout and a lot of other great football is this weekend. Tomorrow we break down the entire football weekend. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Happy NHL Day, people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.